That's right. Let's talk footy with Caleb Sarong. Good morning, Caleb. Bad luck on the weekend. How'd you digest the loss?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a tough one. Obviously, really disappointing and big build up to round one, as usual. With, I guess 6 months to prepare for it, and everyone's really keen to see where we land. And we didn't play kind of the way we wanted to, and that's really disappointing. But to be honest, six day turnaround, you move on pretty quick. We've got North Melbourne this week, so we're really focused on them already.
Can you just explain to the listeners, mate, you say you moved on already. How does the week pan out for Fremantle? Is it meetings on Monday, then move on Tuesday? Because I think some people might think that you carry the loss throughout the week. It's pretty much as you walk out the doors of that meeting room for the last time, you move on pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. We had Monday off, so we flew back Sunday night straight after the game. So we got in pretty late, had Monday off, and then yesterday we were in pretty early and did all our review meetings. So that's your line review with your midfield. For me, it's midfield group. Your individual meetings, then you finish off with the team review. And after JL wraps that meeting up, we're pretty much, as we walk out that door, we're moving on. So today, it's a short week, so 6 day break. We got main training tonight, so we'll be in this afternoon, and we'll be already on to North Melbourne. So it's a pretty quick turnaround. So yeah, you got to move on, otherwise, yeah, as you said, you can kind of hang on to the loss, and it affects the next week. So we've got to move on and see what we can do better.
Now Griffin Logue this weekend.
Oh yes.
What's it like playing against an old teammate?
It's a little bit weird. He'll be kind of down back, so I won't have as much to do with him. Whereas like Adam Chera last year, he was in the midfield and playing on him a fair bit. So that was pretty weird. But I guess, I don't know, it is a bit strange. There'll be a bit of talk, and he's got some really good mates at the club, and we saw him on the weekend as well when we were in Melbourne. So everyone's still good mates with him, so that'd be a bit funny. But yeah, once you're out there, you're pretty much just playing whoever's there, to be honest.
I was going to say, do you ever get in trouble? Like, mate, you've been very pally down there with your old teammate. Oh, yeah. Let's not chat like that. Does that happen?
Oh, well, to be honest, if it gets to that point, I don't think JL will be too happy, but... Usually it doesn't really get there. You have a few words and stuff, but as soon as the ball's in the area, it's on.
What about when I played my first game against Hawthorn? Clarko referred to me as a fat traffic cop. And you don't reckon the boys text me that pretty quick?
Oh,
my. Hey, Caleb, there's a young man playing for the North Melbourne Footy Club this weekend, Harry Sheezel. Hey, can you remember your debut game? He had 34 touches. What did you do in your debut?
Oh, that's a day out. I couldn't believe it. We were chatting about the weekend, Andy and I, and we're like, hurry up, I don't remember it being that easy on debut. I reckon I had about 14 touches maybe, if that. I was playing against Gold Coast up on the coast, and yeah, nice, sweaty, humid night.
Yeah.
I remember getting to half time and I'd had 4 touches and 2 fights. So
yep.
That was my stat for that.
4 touches, 2 fights. How'd you go in the fights, mate? Did you come out on top?
Cop the fine. First match, he paid straight to the AFL.
Hello, it just sent a message. Listen, guys, don't muck around with me. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, the fine.
It's not prison, Caleb.
Yeah. There's not a fine or a fee,
Pick
mate.
Pick the biggest guy.
You'll still get dinner. Hey, mate, a little bit of talk kicking around. I suppose every line in Fremantle had their issues on the weekend. The midfield, inside 50s, but the connection, the forwards probably didn't get the job done, and the defence had too much footy. JL made it clear about the Nat Fyfe experiment up forward, takes time. It wasn't what he did in the preseason, but to see arguably the greatest of all time down there for Freo at full forward, you've got to try and get that connection sorted this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. You see the kind of the stories being written about our forward line, and obviously we understand we need a better contest forward of the ball, but we also understand as a midfield group we need to give him more of an opportunity in terms of the way we enter the ball. So I know for myself, I'm looking at the way I kick the ball into a 50 and into our forwards, and that needs some work. And it's definitely not a trend from the midfield group. It's more of an isolated incident, I believe. And so it should be an easy fix. We've just got to take a bit more time with the ball in hand. We've got to give ourselves a little bit more opportunity to actually see the options and decisions unfolding. And I guess that's probably going to be our biggest focus this week, as well as getting the contest right from the mids. Our stoppage work wasn't what we pride ourselves on. It wasn't where it needs to be. It wasn't what we've trained all pre-season. So I feel like there'll be a good response from that point of view, which will in turn give the forwards some more isolated looks one-on-one rather than allowing them to flood numbers back. But also our decision making and execution going forward will allow the forwards to have more of an opportunity to compete and hopefully take a few more marks up there.
Absolutely, mate. Before we let you go, I've just got one last one for you. During the song break at the top of six, I had to run to Wembley IGA to get some stingos for a bee sting that, mate, it's ruled me out, I reckon, for 6 weeks. I'm carrying on like a pork chop. What's the softest injury you've complained about?
Last year I thought it was a bruised knee, and I was like, I can't walk here. I cannot. I'm in all sorts. It was round one. And then played the next week, and then turns out it wasn't too soft, save. So I had a little fracture in my leg. I thought it was soft. I had a little bruise, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't walk here. But turns out to be something. But, yeah, I was copping it for the week leading up to it. All the boys were like, mate, it's a bloody bruise.
Yeah, that's so true. It's a bruise. Stop whinging, and then obviously comes a bit stronger than me and my bee stings. But, mate, all the best this weekend. We look forward to seeing you do your work on Optus Stadium for their first game at Optus this year, mate. All the best.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
On you, Caleb Sarong from Fremantle Footy Club. 4:30 Saturday, that game's gone on. If you can't make it to Optus Stadium, you can hear all the action right here, 92.9 at Triple M.